Suddenly, Yongbyon was in play. But what did North Korea want? Some analysts said they believed then that the North was seeking an end-of-war declaration as a prelude to legally replacing the armistice that halted the Korean War, an idea that Mr. Trump told Mr. Kim in Singapore he supported, and Mr. Moon was pushing for the end-of-war declaration. American officials were worried it could lead too quickly to a peace treaty and then negotiations to draw down the 28,500 American troops on the peninsula, a longtime goal of the North. Then, a few days before the midterm elections in the United States, North Korea released a belligerent statement that said the country would return to a policy of strengthening its nuclear force if the United States did not lift sanctions. In retrospect, it was an important message that was obscured by the discussion of end-of-war declaration. What really mattered to Mr. Kim were the sanctions, which, after three new rounds in 2017, were strangling his nation's already pitiful economy. The United States had even cut off critical humanitarian aid to the country by barring American aid groups from traveling there. With diplomacy stalled, Mr. Trump decided to weigh in again. Mr. Bolton announced in December that Mr. Trump wanted another summit meeting in early 2019 because North Korea had not lived up to the commitments it made in Singapore. To some diplomats and analysts, that seemed like a reason not to meet again. The North Koreans appointed a former ambassador to Spain, Kim Hyok-chol, to lay the groundwork with Mr. Biegun, 55, a pragmatic former senior aide to Condoleezza Rice in the Bush administration, who had been passed over for the National Security Advisor position in favor of Mr. Bolton. The first meetings in Pyongyang did not go smoothly, and when the two sides met in Hanoi starting 6 days before the summit meeting, the North Koreans kept demanding that the five most recent rounds of sanctions imposed by the United Nations since March 2016 be lifted. Mr. Ri, the foreign minister, said later that North Korea chose those sanctions because they affected ordinary citizens. These sanctions, imposed to punish Pyongyang for new weapons tests, differed from previous restrictions that were focused on weapons and nuclear-related equipment. Instead, they covered entire export sectors, including minerals, metals, coal, agriculture, and seafood. They also banned energy sales to North Korea. Altogether, they held back billions of dollars of trade, a senior State Department official said. The far-reaching nature of the sanctions and the suffering they were causing were exactly why hardline administration officials wanted to keep them up. After Mr. Trump's surprise decision at Singapore to suspend military exercises with South Korea, these officials worried the United States was losing leverage.